with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're recording a couple days early this week because Barbecue Bob's headed off to deer camp, and I guess what he's thinking is he's going to bring some of last year's ground venison with him because he's put together a show plan here that has a lot of recipes using
time
ground
out,
meat.
Time out. Dude, did you forget?
What did I forget?
Last year I went 0 for 0.
Well, that's okay.
The only ground meat in my is what I bought from the butcher shop.
Right. Yep. So.
No, I you know, on it, I was just saying that earlier that I – you know, tend to write these things based on what I like if you and I aren't collaborating and I got to do it kind of under duress. This was sort of one of those things, and it's like, okay, we never talk about ground venison. We're always, you know, we all glory to the backstrap and the steak. And,
right.
You know, we talk about corn roasts and stuff like that, making corned venison out of it. But it's like, I know a lot of guys who end up giving a lot of ground venison away because they just – I think they lack imagination, or they have too much of it, or
right.
Their wife doesn't like it, or they don't like it.
Yep.
They just shoot it because they're murderers.
Yeah, right. I know, that's how you roll. That's why I got a softer heart. That's why I don't deer hunt much anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You're a soft touch, and people like that about you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought the burger side was something that people are very often afraid of. What do you think about that?
Well, they think it's a little strong. They think it's a little dry.
Which is so crazy.
And neither are the case if you mix it with, as we mentioned in the previous segment, a little bit of beef fat. And that is a very natural thing. I mean, you go to the big box stores, they got a number on your burger now. It's 80-20,
yeah.
It's 87-13,
yeah.
It's 90-10.
Right.
The higher that first number gets, that's the lean meat, and the lower is the other meat is the fat. And if you want a really tasty burger, there nothing beats an 80-20 world.
But nothing. I will give you one of my world rules, and that is if you're buying ground meat in a big box store.
Well, that wasn't the point. I'm just saying that's where you see it.
I know that. I'm giving a warning to the advisor. If you ever want to do a medium rare or a rare burger, you should not be buying your meat in a big box store,
right?
Because it's going through the burger factory, and those machines are notoriously full of E. coli, and you don't want that. That's not a software language.
It's regulated. I don't think you have to worry too much about that. But on the other hand, you can get it. People get it.
That's why they tell you should cook it to 165, is because they're worried about it too.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So go to Sobey Meats.
There you go.
Right? And you got a butcher shop that follows very, very strict protocol.
And everybody has a favorite butcher. Conrad, over in Spring Lake, do you have a butcher?
They closed the place. So I go to Sobey's.
That was Top Butcher,
right,
wasn't it?
It's on the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sobey, there you go. So if you're making a venison burger, very carefully again, you don't want to over massage this meat, ground meat as a rule. You don't want to mix it up like mom did with the bread dough. You want to break it up into pieces, put your sea salt and herbs on it, black pepper. I like a little bit of Roquefort, a little crumbled cheese of some sort that people will like. You can use...
Roquefort is a blue cheese.
Yep.
And that's got a strong flavor. If you like it, you love it. And usually there's not a lot of middle ground. People aren't like, it's
all
right.
Well, you don't put that much in it.
Right. Oh, are you mixing it in the
vinegar
or on?
Yeah, I'm mixing it in.
Okay.
And that's going to give me a little bit of fat. I'm also going to take some Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put that on top of it and massage that in nicely with it too. And then when I fry it...
EVO's extra virgin olive oil, for those of you that don't know. So he's putting a little oil on there to get moisture. So one, it doesn't stick, but two, it gives it a flavor profile.
But I'm also one of those guys who hoards bacon grease.
Yeah.
And I might put a few little dollops of that in there if I don't have the EVO I want.
Right, yep.
And that works wonderfully.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just when you press them out on your wax paper, there's your chance to use a little bit of bacon fat. And you put a little bit on the wax paper, you press that thing down there, and then you put a little wax paper on the other side, and you bring it out in these little sleeves like that, and it keeps a little bit of grease on that venison before you throw it on the grill because, man, they just want to stick to your grates.
Well, they're lean, right?
Yep.
And that's why, and they dry out quick, the very lean meat, which is, again, why you want that. And what Bob's saying is we're putting a fat profile, whether it be olive oil, whether it be bacon grease, whether it be beef fat, you're putting in a profile in that that's going to draw and retain moisture.
So let's talk about tacos.
Okay.
Are you a taco maker?
Yeah. You know what? I think that if you've been listening for a while, earlier this summer I got one of those Blackstone griddles, right?
No, and, you're kidding me.
And ever since I've gotten...
He also got a contract for Blackstone. Right,
but ever since I purchased that... I've been making more tacos because it's easier than I like that thing because I got a big cooking surface. I can clean it up easy.
You're not
in the
kitchen.
It's outside. Yep. And so I've been using that to do a lot of things, and tacos is one that I've done several times. And here's the reason why. I really enjoy grilling the tortilla, okay, and giving it, making it hot, getting it bubbly a little bit, and a little bit of a toasted profile.
Absolutely.
And I can do that. I don't have to have three pans going on the stove. I can do it all in front of me on the griddle.
I think you've created a new phenomenon.
No, I haven't. I'm just telling you, for me.
It's called Blackstone Envy, and I'm getting it.
Yeah, right. But I'll take that. Again, Old World Olive Company has these flavor-infused olive oils, and I just brush a little bit. They've got some spicier ones, and I like lime. I think that's a good profile with tacos, and they have a lime-infused olive oil, and I brush a little bit of that on there when I grill those tortillas, and it just gives them a great flavor.
Oh, you don't use canola oil?
No, nope, I just use the lime, and people that have eaten them, they kind of like tilt their head a little bit when they take that first bite. They're like, that's really good. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just got a little lime profile on it. It's just something different.
I say canola in sarcasm because it's one of the worst oils you can eat.
Yeah.
If you want to stay healthy, check out our friends at Old World and get some great EVOs,
right,
and balsamics.
So
we use the heck out of them.
Yeah. So again, I'm not selling griddles, but I get that the ground beef cooked up. That is it. Cojita cheese, the white cheese that comes in a little circle and it breaks away and it's really crumbly. Cojita.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, no, it's a. You can get it in, the Hispanic markets and the Mexican markets, and it generally comes. It's white and it's crumbled. But anyway, I don't know. I think it's a goat milk cheese, maybe, but it's really crumbly.
Right.
Not too strong.
It makes for a great presentation.
Right.
On
yeah.
your taco.
So you throw
thing.
That on there and throw a little dome over top of it, and it kind of just like melts a little bit mm-hmm. into that taco meat, and it's like. You sauteed vegetables, whatever it is.
I got
you
a
like.
Trick for you too. When you've got your shell flipped, throw that cheese on there right then.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And then when you put your meat on there, you've got cheese. Now you've got a cheese layer. It's not falling off your taco.
Right.
So when you put the meat on it, it just starts to melt. It's like a street taco, really, is what
yeah.
you call that.
Yeah. Nice.
And you can do an extra shell if you like, if you want to walk around with them, and you can do a double wrap. You can put the cheese between them. There's you know,
yeah.
go to Taco Bell. They'll show
right.
you how to do
and
all that stuff.
The reason I like soft tacos rather than hard is because when you bite the hard ones, they break up and then you got a mess. But if you put a soft one over the top,
there you go.
You got the crunch
there
and
you go.
Still got control,
there
man.
You go.
That's the way it works.
Ding.
Yeah.
I heard the Taco Bell.
Right. But anyway, coming up next, don't let your meatloaf. Bob's going to camp. Stick with us. We'll be back.